Sheila Cabrera stood at the kitchen sink, a soft smile on her face as she watched her three boys play in the living room. The sunlight filtered through the window, casting a warm glow on the family's modest apartment. They were her world, and each laugh from her children filled her with hope. She had left Peru with dreams of a better life for them. But beneath the surface, turmoil brewed. Yosimar, her husband, was a different story. His charm had drawn her in when they first met, but over the years, the shadows of his temper had grown darker. Sheila bore the physical and emotional scars of their marriage, often hidden from friends and family. She wanted to believe that things could get better, but the reality was suffocating. In August 2025, she reached a breaking point. Confiding in her parents, she shared her plan to leave Yosimar and take their boys with her. It was a decision laced with fear. Yosimar had threatened to take the children away if she ever tried to escape. Yet, determination fueled her words. She wanted a life free from fear, a life where her boys could grow without witnessing violence. On August 9th, she called her mother, her voice steady but filled with an underlying anxiety. Sheila spoke of going to the authorities to file a report against Yosimar, a pivotal moment that could change everything. But just a day later, her resolve would be tested in the most horrific way. On August 10th, in the early hours, the unthinkable happened. Yosimar, knowing of Sheila's intentions, committed a brutal act of violence. The details were harrowing, sealed from the public. All that remained were the echoes of suffocating silence in the aftermath. Their three children were present, innocent eyes witnessing a tragedy they could not comprehend. Neighbors heard something that night. One saw Yosimar cleaning the trunk of his car, an act that would soon raise suspicions. When Sheila was reported missing 2 days later, the police began to investigate. They uncovered inconsistencies in Josimar's statements about her whereabouts. Surveillance footage revealed him dragging a heavy bundle, a disturbing reveal that turned the missing person case into a homicide investigation. As detectives pieced together the evidence, they discovered Sheila's body in the Angeles National Forest. The community, once vibrant and hopeful, was now draped in mourning. Vigils were held in her memory, and calls for justice rang out. Meanwhile, Yosimar had fled, taking their children with him, but the wheels of justice began to turn. Authorities worked tirelessly, leading to his eventual surrender in Peru. The case would become a painful reminder of the complexities of domestic violence and its devastating consequences. Sheila's story would resonate with many, shining a light on the urgent need for support for those trapped in cycles of abuse. The investigation into Sheila's murder unfolded quickly. Detectives interviewed neighbors, piecing together Josimar's movements in the days leading up to his arrest. Witnesses recounted arguments that echoed through the thin walls of the apartment. They noted the screams, the sobs, and the silence that followed. Each account painted a picture of a household fraught with tension. Meanwhile, Sheila's parents struggled to cope with their loss. They had always feared for their daughter, knowing the cycles of violence that can ensnare a family. They mourned not only the life of their daughter, but also the innocence lost in their three grandsons. The boys, too young to fully understand, were caught in the turmoil. They played quietly, their laughter a stark contrast to the grief swirling around them. As authorities worked to locate Yosimar, the Cabrera family's story garnered media attention. Advocates for domestic violence victims spoke out, urging others to seek help and take threats seriously. Vigil events sprang up across the community, creating a ripple of solidarity for those suffering in silence. The calls for justice echoed louder, amplifying Sheila's voice posthumously. On August 27th, Yosimar was apprehended at Interpol headquarters in Lima. The news sent shockwaves through the community, a mix of relief and anger. He had fled, believing he could escape the consequences of his actions. Now, he would face the reality of what he had done. Back in California, the local district attorney prepared for the case. Reports revealed that Sheila had consulted a lawyer before her death, a critical step that her family held on to as a flicker of hope for justice. Investigators examined every detail, including Josimar's history in Peru, where he had previously faced allegations of violence. This pattern, they believed, would strengthen the case against him. As the trial date approached, Sheila's family worked to stay strong for her children. They sought ways to provide comfort and stability amid the chaos. The boys were placed in the care of their maternal grandparents, who created a safe space for them to grieve. Memories of their mother surrounded them, from photographs on the wall to the scents of her favorite meals wafting through the home. In the meantime, advocates pushed for better resources for families caught in similar situations. They organized workshops and support groups, hoping to educate others about the signs of domestic abuse. The community rallied, determined to ensure Sheila's story was a catalyst for change, a way to honor her legacy while helping others find their voices. Still, the question lingered. What would the future hold for her children? Would they carry the burden of their father's actions, or could they break free from the cycle? As the trial date loomed, the family held on to hope for justice, knowing it would be a long road ahead. As the trial began, the courtroom was filled with a heavy silence. Sheila's family sat together, their hearts intertwined with grief and anger. Photographs of Sheila hung on the walls of the courthouse, showcasing her bright smile and the warmth she radiated. Each picture was a reminder of a life stolen too soon. The prosecution presented a compelling case. They laid out the timeline of events, revealing Josimar's history of violence and the careful planning leading up to Sheila's murder. Witness after witness testified to the fear that had permeated the Cabrera household. The defense, in contrast, painted a picture of a troubled man pushed to his limits, but the jury's eyes remained fixed on the evidence, not the excuses. Sheila's parents spoke out in court, sharing their deep love for their daughter and their hope for a different future for her sons. They described Sheila as a dedicated mother who dreamed of a life filled with joy and security for her children. Their words became a plea for justice that hung in the air, resonating with everyone present. After three tense weeks, the jury deliberated. The verdict came down on a Tuesday afternoon. As the foreman announced guilty, a wave of relief swept through the courtroom. Tears flowed freely among Sheila's family, a moment of bittersweet triumph amidst their grief. Josimar was granted a life sentence, ensuring he could no longer harm anyone. In the weeks that followed, Sheila's family sought to heal. They embraced her three boys, reminding them of their mother's love through stories, photographs, and shared memories. The children, still too young to fully grasp the enormity of their loss, found comfort in the warmth of their grandparents' home. Laughter began to echo once more in those walls, resonating with memories of their mother. Community support surged in the wake of the trial. Local organizations expanded resources for victims of domestic violence, fostering an environment where no one would suffer in silence again. Sheila's story sparked discussions, helping others recognize the signs of abuse and seek help before it was too late. As the seasons changed, so did the Cabrera family. They found ways to honor Sheila's memory, creating a scholarship in her name, funding programs that supported domestic violence survivors, and advocating for stronger protections for families like theirs. The legacy of Sheila's love began to take root, transforming pain into purpose. Yet, lingering questions remained. How would her boys carry on? With the support of their family and community, they slowly embraced a brighter future. They learned resilience through grief, turning sorrow into strength. Sheila's spirit lived on in their laughter, their kindness, and every step forward they took together. Through it all, they would ensure that her story would not be forgotten.